Richard Hawley is our guest today. He's a guitarist and singer-songwriter from Sheffield, England. His new album is loaded with songs about his hometown and the social climate there. One song called Tonight the Streets Are Ours has a political context that is not easy for Americans to understand just listening to it. It's about new measures in England to deal with antisocial behavior in young people. Richard explains.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a big problem in Britain with what they call antisocial behavior, which I'm sure I know you have too.
Yes, exactly.
But the government have kind of come up with this solution, which totally doesn't work. And they call ASBOs, antisocial behavior orders. And basically it's like kind of the government writes to you, gives you this piece of paper. And it says it's a restraining order, basically. You can't go within, there's like an exclusion zone, you know, around your house. You can't go within a certain mile of certain places that you cause trouble in or whatever. But they put a tag on your foot as well, on your ankle.
And you can't get it off?
No. And that kind of tracks where you are, you know. And that, whilst that kind of obviously imprisons people in their own home, which makes me very angry. And it's always in the poor areas as well. You know, you never see some guy in a Rolls Royce or whatever with an ASBO. Well, there might be a few, but... it's generally kind of aimed at kids. They are a bit of a pain in the ass. I don't condone what they do at all. But what angers me is that, you know, successive governments, each single one, it's the cowardice, the political and social cowardice of not actually dealing with the root problems of why this occurs. Because it's because of poverty, you know. And it just makes me really angry because I was from those areas. And when I was a kid, they weren't as bad. You know, and it's definitely because these kids' parents have had like the steel and the mining and all that taken away from them. Then a lot of the old villages as well. There's nothing. When the industry closed down, the drug dealers moved in, you know, and they just don't seem to want to be a kind of deal with that issue, you know.
Now, have kids reacted to this song? Have they paid attention?
Yeah, it got hammered on the radio this at home, and it got a lot of response, you know. And instead of kind of like in, you know, normal magazines, the NME and the sort of younger thing picked up on it, which was good.
Yeah. And you can do that now?
Yeah. This is called The Streets Are Ours.
Got feelings in your heart. Don't let fear of feeling fool you. What you see sets you apart. And there's nothing here to bind you. It's no way for life to start. But do you know that tonight the streets are ours? It's tonight the streets. These lies in our hearts, they tell the lies. Those people, they got nothing in their souls, and they make our TVs blind us from our vision and our goals. Trigger of time, it tricks you, so you have no way to grow. But do you know that tonight the streets are ours? Yes, tonight the streets are ours. These lies in our hearts, they tell no lies. The way that you know. things of the past. But do you know that tonight the streets are ours? Yes, tonight the streets are ours. These lights in our streets.
This one's called Ladies Bridge.
Take me with you when you go down to the river. It's the only place I know where I can forgive her. Take me with you when you go. I'm tired of living life on hold. Take me with you when you go. Down to the river, down to the river, down to the river. Oh, I know. I know we lost the dreams that we once had. How did our lives turn out so bad? Take me with you when you go down to the river, down to the river, down to the river. Oh, I know, down to the river. I can't forget her. I'll stay forever and watch it flow. Bridge is where we know. Now that our lives turned out so bad, we lost the dreams that we once had. We can watch the river flow. Maybe make this city slow. Take me with you when you go down to the river. Down to the river, down to the river. Oh, I know. Down to the river. I can't forget her. I'll stay forever and watch it flow.
Richard Holly is our guest today on the World Cafe Playing Live, and that is the title track from the new album, Ladies Bridge. And Maybe you should tell what Ladies Bridge, you know, that song could happen anywhere, except it's very specifically happens in Sheffield, where you're from. Mm. And what does that represent?
I mean, you know, Sheffield's is seven hills and five rivers, just like Rome. Well, not quite exactly like Rome, but, you know. And, you know, I grew up in the city of rivers, you know, where it played a big part of the history of the place as well, the steel town. But, ladies, it's a metaphor, really, I suppose, for... I got to be 40 years old this year, which was a bit of a miracle. And, you know, also there was a dark thing that happened to me, which I lost my father as well this year. It was a very big influence on me. And it was kind of about getting to a point in your life where you literally, you're leaving a lot behind. Mm. And you kind of reach a point that is like a marked point, you know, in your life. You get to my age. And it really felt... like that I was moving on to new areas that, you know, people wouldn't follow me into. And you kind of have to be a bit adult about these things.
It's too much made of kind of a retro sound in what you do.
Yeah, it's a collage of sounds that I've assembled throughout my life. So it's retro in the respect that the lap steel has been part of my life since I was 9 years old.
Mm.
So that's retro, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not conjuring up former times.
No. It's just stuff that... in our house, because my father was a musician, my mother was, my uncle, my grandfather, the cat, you know, even the fish sang, you know, music was on all the time. So all these sounds have been kind of around, and I've collected sounds that I really liked and assembled them together, you know. It's not just me as well, it's the guys, you know, too. They bring a lot into it.
You should probably give them all names.
I should one of these days, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it one, it two. Yeah, no, on drums we've got Mr. Dean Beresford, and I think we can actually clap there, can't we, guys? So there's only a few of us. Yeah. And on keyboards we've got Mr. John Trier. On guitar we've got Mr. Shez Sheridan. And last but not least, we've got Mr. Colin Elliott on bass. And my name's Susan, I'm a cross-dresser from Baltimore.
There's a... in the centerpiece of the booklet that goes along with Ladies Bridge, the new album, there is a wonderful piece of graffiti that says "Macho music is stupid."
Yeah, I love that because
it's a real.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I did add to that because in the middle of it says "Owls Forever," which is my football team, Sheffield Wednesday. They're called okay. The Owls. But yeah, I just kind of I found it amazing because somebody had obviously gone out and bought like a spray can, which is and then done something which is quite an angry act, but said something quite gentle, you know. Which I just thought it was funny.
Well, and it's fun. When I listen to your music, I think it's really macho. It's really moving and deep, you know. But it's not loud and it's not metal or anything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can say aggressive things in a totally different way. You don't have to kind of posture and pose and stand there with your foot on the monitor. You know, you can be angry in a quiet way.
Indeed. Richard Hawley is being angry in a quiet way today on the cafe. And what would you like to do next?
The sea calls. The sea calls out to an old hand to go sailing to new lands. They pay for your worth, bread, drink, and a berth. Ah, honey, I've got to go. Ship took the crew off to new lands. The bosun piped all hands, and with it you'll go, a journey to the unknown. I've
you've got to go. The road bends back to where we send the signals out to the men. Did they make it on board with fire and the sword? Oh, honey, I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? Shakes your spirit and your soul. I've tried to stay true and stay on land, but the call of the ocean so hard to ignore. So I'm leaving your door. Oh, honey, yeah. I've got to go. Ship with a black sail, and the wind howls and ghosts wail. Dead men, they don't bite. Their faces haunt me at night. Ah, honey, I've got to go. Can you hear the waves roar? No sound of the shore shakes your spirit and your soul. I dream of sailing the oceans in a galleon all golden, dead trees in the hearth. The way they burn, it warms the heart. Ah, honey, I've got to go. The years passed, we traveled and sailed west. Buy you a new dress with all of my gold. Free your spirit and your soul. Ah, honey, I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? Shakes your spirit and your soul. I've got to go.
Lovely. That is the Sea Calls, which is another one that is on the new Richard Hawley album called Ladies Bridge. And it follows up one called Dark Road. And I kind of saw both of those as, touring musician metaphor songs, but there's probably more to it.
Yeah, there's more to it. But the Dark Road is definitely that. The Sea Calls, it's about being compelled to do something. I'm quite a feral animal in a lot of ways. I've got, three children and a wonderful wife. And I love them dearly. But I literally get the wanderlust and I've got to go. But I think it's kind of about my father's generation as well, that they were compelled to do things that they didn't want to do, like working in the steelworks and the mines just to earn living and also go to sea,
It's funny because now a lot of those options aren't open.
Yeah, they're no longer there, which is very strange, you know. But it's a kind of a funny part of modern culture. You know, in England, they've probably got them here. We have steel and mining museums now, you know, like fishing museums. And, you know, in the modern world, I mean, can you imagine having a call centre museum? Do you know what I mean? Or a burger joint museum. I can't really see that happening.
Yeah, and yet. Richard, how did you get started making your own music? Because I know you accompanied others. You worked in Pulp for a while. You did many things. What was the... Was there a compulsion for you to do your own things?
Go solo, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of... You know, I've been a musician. I can't remember not being, you know, a musician. And it got to a point in my life where I got to kind of like... you know, 30-something, 33 maybe. And my father and a few other people said, that would always heard me sing all the way through my life, they just said, you should do it, man, because you don't want to get to 60 and look back and have not done it. So I didn't realise that we were going to end up in Philadelphia with you here, you know, or touring the States or all the things that have happened at home. I never planned that. And it still surprises me to this day that even anybody turns up to hear it, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to do the first mini album that me and Colin did together. And Chez, I think you sang on it on one track, didn't you? So that's the core of the original idiots who went on this mad joint journey with me. But yeah, we just did a little mini album, you know, that was recorded in 6 days. And it just kind of progressed from there.
And then the last album was nominated for the Mercury Prize, which people hear, means more in England than it does here, but music fans everywhere know about that, and it kind of puts you in a shortlist capacity. Did that make a big change when people start paying more attention everywhere?
Yeah, inevitably, you know. But I mean, we were doing all right, kind of creeping along slowly in the kind of back there, sort of, you know, doing okay. But that sort of pushed it a lot, you know.
Richard Holly is our guest. The new album and the one that has brought him here to the States is Ladies Bridge. And what's next?
We're going to do I'm Looking for Someone to Find Me.
When you're tired and a little lonely and your heart has nowhere to head, think of me, I'll be thinking somewhere. All of those things that you said. But don't be cruel to me. Don't be cruel to me. Cause I'm looking for someone to find me. I'm looking for someone to love. I'm hoping someone will find me. I got no one to love. When your days are plagued by loneliness, you got no one to call. My name's here in the phone book, I'll be straight round to yours. Don't be cruel to me, don't be cruel to me. Cause I'm looking for someone to find me. I'm looking for someone to love. I'm hoping someone will find me. I got no one to love. I got no one to love. Someone will find me, someone to call my own, someone who will be kind to me, cause I got no one to love. When you're faced with a life that ain't working, heart is heavy inside. Well, it's time to think of leaving. All the dark in your mind. Don't be cruel to me. Don't be cruel to me. Cause I'm looking for someone to find me. I'm looking for someone to love. I'm hoping someone will find me. I got no one to love. I got no one to love. I got no one to love. I'm hoping someone will find me.
I'm looking for someone to find me the great title of that great song from Richard Hawley. And Richard, thank you so much for being here. It's a real treat.
It's been our pleasure, you know. Thank you.
Richard Hawley and his great band are with us today. The new album's called Ladies Bridge, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.